Here's the Marketplace Index for Wednesday the 5th. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a new program to look at what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 131 points today, 1.2%. It closed at 10,938. Europe's financial mess seemed to go from red alert to not quite red alert after Angela Merkel said Germany is prepared to put extra capital into European banks. Americans called it TARP when that was done in the U.S. S&P 500 today up 20 points, 1.75%. The NASDAQ Composite Index gained 55 points, 2.33%. And the 10-year bond yield is up today to 1.89%. An important European bank is in deep trouble and could get broken up by the French and Belgian governments this week. Here's the kicker. Dexia is in a fight for its life just 3 months after Europe put it through a so-called financial stress test and the bank got a passing grade. Dexia has a lot of government debt on its books from Greece and other countries, and the stress test did not put enough weight on the chance that sovereign stuff might not get paid back. Gerard Cassidy at RBC Capital Markets says from time to time the world gets a reminder that countries can, in fact, default.
As Walter Rifkin said back in the 80s with the Latin American debt, you know, countries don't go broke, but they certainly do, as we've seen in the past.
The reference is to Walter Wriston, the legendary Citicorp banker. Cassidy says the U.S. stress tests in the spring of 2009 were stricter than the European version, which is just as well.
You have to be rigorous, and the European regulatory community was not as rigorous as the Federal Reserve was when they applied the U.S. stress tests back in 2009, and do it annually as well.
There's the potential for a paradox, which is if you really crack down with a tough stress test, it might turn up problems that could erode confidence in, for instance, European banks.
That is correct. So what needs to be done is the European Central Bank, or the ECB, along with the EU and the IMF, they have to be prepared to inject capital into the banks so that there is no fear that there's going to be a run on any of the European banks. But you're absolutely right. You cannot do a stress test without having the capital identified and lined up ahead of time in case the stress tests do discover problems that are larger than expected, and you want to be able to step in immediately with additional capital to calm any nerves that might be rattled as a result of a stress test.
Gerard Cassidy at RBC Capital Markets speaking from Milan on his way to Frankfurt today. We live in an age where unconfirmed hearsay can fly through the online world at a keystroke. Morgan Stanley has been battling a rumor for days now, started by a nameless, faceless blogger, that the financial services company is especially vulnerable to the European financial mess. The bank can't speak too expansively ahead of its official profits report, but it's been pointing to outside analysts who say Morgan Stanley is okay. Morgan Stanley stock rose 3.4% today. And Reuters reports that Microsoft is once again thinking about buying Yahoo. Yahoo shares up 10% today. Now time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the economy. There's word that retailers such as Kohl's and JCPenney are planning to increase their hiring of seasonal workers this year. Stores normally bring on more staff for the holidays, but Kohl's is upping its staffing by 5% compared to last year, hiring 40,000 workers for the season. Nothing like Kohl's in your stocking for the holidays. You can read more about holiday hiring and see how we're keeping a finger on the pulse of the economy. The website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio on APM, American Public Media.